Checking something out for one of my old customers that I'm fixing to leave Gaffney and come back to Greer and Greenville. Stuff done. So what are you up to?
World to pick up a prescription and a couple other things. And that's about it. Nothing spectacular.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you know anything about repeaters and how they're governed?
In what manner? By the FCC?
Yeah.
And they give you a call sign, and basically put up a repeater, and I mean, that's the basics of it.
This is Sarah, S-E-R-R-A.
S-E-R-R-A?
So, Romeo, Romeo, Alpha. I gotta do some checking on some stuff today. It's gonna get real interesting. But anyhow, in the meantime, I've got my FT8 working clean, and I've had about three different configurations on it. I have finally figured out how to navigate my way through all the settings on the radio and on the baud rates and all that good stuff and in the software. So I'm finally starting to understand how it works.
What misunderstanding why you would have three different configurations and different baud rates, because they're all the same for all the bands, but, okay.
I'm talking about interface between the software and the rig.
You set that up, you shouldn't really have to mess with it unless you're switching computers or radios. It should, once you get it set up, it should be, you shouldn't have to monkey with it.
You make a mistake like loading some new repeater information into memory, and it sets all those other parameters back to default, and then you get to go in and learn where they're supposed to be when you move them back to get the radio to work with the software.
Don't know why. Okay. Whatever. That's why I tell you to take pictures of your settings when you get it working. You take your phone and you take pictures of your settings pages. But I don't understand why when you're loading repeater frequencies into your radio, it would change those settings. But okay, maybe it's a Yaesu thing.
RT Systems thing. You know, the RT Systems programming software. You can go in and program it for everything in the book that you can imagine, including those settings. And what I need to do now is go ahead and go back after I put that repeater into the radio and gotten everything set back up. I need to go back and re-download all the existing files as they're set right now and save them so that I don't have a problem in the future. I can make changes and then reload the memory for repeaters and stuff without changing the other things back to default.
That has nothing to do with FT8, but I guess I'm not really clear as to why or what it's doing, but that sounds odd to me, but okay.
Do with the settings in the FT8 software is everything to do with the settings in the rig. And see, when you download a memory into your software, it saves it. Well, if you don't have all your current FT8 settings in there, it doesn't save that. And when you load new settings back in with a new repeater, it takes it back to the old default.
Sounds like a Yaesu thing maybe, but because repeaters and HF are apples and Christmas trees.
I think you're following what I'm talking about. When you download the radio to the RT system software for programming, it downloads everything, including all your settings that you were using for the FT8. Well, what I had for the memory stations for the repeater did not include that originally. So when I loaded my repeaters back on, it reverted all the FT8 settings in the rig back to where they were originally, to where it wouldn't work.
Whatever's working for you, that's good.
It's smoking right along now. Doing a good job. Matter of fact, I don't have to worry about turning on the amp prior to loading the software anymore.
I'm glad you got it working the way you want it to work.
Down at the DX meeting the other night, that was pretty good. So how many of the guys do you think weren't there? I think I know of about six that weren't there. N4MMU, or N4MMW, Jimmy, he wasn't there. And, Bill, W4NGU, he wasn't there. And there was a couple more. Who else wasn't there?
We have like 50 members on the reflector, so there was 15 there, so that'll give you an idea.
That's a pretty good bunch of folks. All right. Well, did you get more than just a dusting the other night?
I'm over here, I think 47 flakes or something, but basically we didn't get nothing.
Just enough for it to show up on the windshield. I mean, just barely enough. And then south of us, they got about an inch.
Amount to nothing, to tell you the truth. So, well, yeah, the meetings used to be bigger, but after COVID came, a lot of people are kind of staying away. I mean, at one point in time, we had 30, 35 people that would show up, but it's kind of sized down a little bit since the COVID thing. But there's 45 or 50 that are members on the reflector, and out of those 45, I guess we had 15, which isn't all in all a bad showing, you know, for the meetings. But, of course, we always like it to be more.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, hang on, my throat's going dry, hang on. I've been talking along and your throat just go dry on you?
Say that again, Steve. I went under some traffic lights.
I'm just talking along and all of a sudden your throat go dry on you?
I'm certain that's probably happened to me at least once in my life.
I usually keep a little something to drink in the truck with me, and I don't have anything to drink today. So, anyhow, well, I've got to go downtown, Green Pit, talk to the Kemp, do a couple of other things, and then I get to come home and take it easy the rest of the day.
Got a little bit of uptown running around to do myself, and then I'm going to come home and run the log splitter for a little while. And maybe play a little FT8. I worked four or five more countries the other day.
Picked up all those that were in Indonesia and Japan and all that about a couple months ago. And I tell you what, it's kind of gone dead for me on the Pacific Rim. I guess it's just how many hops, it's just not making it, and I'm not hitting it at the right time. When you want to go to the Pacific Rim or Australia, what time of day do you usually do that? What band?
Australia, long pass in the middle of the day, 3, 4 o'clock, something like that, or early in the morning, short pass.
Pre-dawn?
Give or take.
Oh, gray line is coming across, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to see if I can't get back in there around that time. I've been hitting lots of Far Eastern Europe and Russia with FT8, and I thought I had Israel last night, but it just kind of faded away on me.
Have you worked? How many DXCC entities have you worked total? How many do you have total?
I don't know. I really don't count. I'm sure I've got probably 40, 50. I don't know. You know what? I'll just have to go back and count them. Now, is that total, or is that over a certain amount of time?
Total. Like, for example, I got 308 total in the 9 and a half or whatever it is years I've been doing ham radio. I've got 308. In 2022, I've got 104 or 5.
That's smoking it. Well, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll go back and I'll go ahead and just count. You know, I really don't do it for the number count. I pretty much do it for the challenge of the zone. You know, I'm wanting to get into the Polynesian Islands, you know, Fiji, all that kind of stuff, because I'm not getting much out of there. I'd like to get into the Middle East a little more and into Africa a little more. I got South Africa one time, and beyond that, I really haven't been able to get them.
Information is available all the time on Logbook of the World.
I'm talking about going back and counting.
Awards, and you can see what you've worked on every band, how many challenge points you have, how many total entities you have. And if you use Club Log, you can divide it out by the years, 2020, 2021, 22, or you can do it the last 12 months. You can see how many you've worked. All that information is available if you use those tools.
Well, I'll go back and I'll figure that out and see just about where I am. Like I said, I'll kind of concentrate on a certain area and just try to make contacts into that area. And beyond that, you know, once I get a few of them, then I'll move on to another zone and see what I can do over there. And, you know, like I said, I'm not really not doing it for count. So what was that phone contest this weekend? Was that a work all states or something?
I don't have a clue.
All the bands, I mean, they were smoking it, trying to make contacts. But it was mostly, you know, continental, onshore. And, I don't know. I just don't know which contest it was. I was just curious. So, like I said, I don't do that many contests. I just do it for the challenge of the zone.
There's a contest calendar online. You can Google it. It'll tell you all the contests. There's all kinds of them. I think there's an 160-meter contest of some sort coming up this weekend, which I'm going to probably participate in. I just need 39 more for DXCC on 160. I've got DXCC on all bands except for 6 meters and 160 meters. And I need about 35 on each one to get DXCC. DXCC is 100 countries.
Hey, how is that 6-meter setup you were stacking? How's it performing?
Started up after the 6-meter season kind of ended. I really haven't had a chance to try it out. But looking at it, all the SWR is good, and everything seems to be the way it's supposed to be. I've made a few local contacts, you know, the United States. That's, I call the United States local. I've made a few local contacts using it. But as soon as the season starts, we'll find out how it's working for sure.
All right, yeah, I still... Now, what is the guy in Piedmont? Gary, that built the 6-meter antennas?
And a bunch of us all got together and ordered all the parts in quantity so that it was easier, and they all built them. And then I built a 3-element with them last time. Then they built 5 elements, and I had 2 3-elements stacked, and I decided to build 2 5-elements. I ended up buying one off of Phil that he wasn't using, that Gary helped design and build, and so I bought that one off of him, and then I went and bought all the parts to build the second one myself.
All right. Yeah, because I've got one of those 3-elements. And I was going to say, if you're interested in it, hey, I'd just about give it to you.
I just sold 2 of them. So I don't really need it. Gary Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee might be in the market for one when he sets up his station. I'm not sure. But I sold one back to Gary K9RX, and I sold one to Fred K4RM.
Well, if you run across anybody that needs one, just point them in my direction.
I'm going into Wally World. I'll catch you later on. Have a good one. We'll catch you again in ND7J 73.